This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You ever look your dog in the eyes because they look you in the eyes the way a human does and wonder what's going on in that head? You ever suspected it's a lot more than you could prove? And it's funny, dogs are pretty cool and all, but if you ever had one, you really get to know them and you can kind of get to know them by their facial expressions. They have very distinct personalities. And you start to realize there's a lot more going on in there. You can just kind of figure it out, even though they can't speak. But you wonder if they can reason and how much. There have been some great studies on it, actually. Well, this story, folks, I love this story. I was glued to this story. Out of Arizona, did you hear about this? Happened earlier this week, but people are just now finding out about it. There's a two-year-old. This is every parent's worst nightmare. Two-year-old little boy, and he's in the house with mom. Dad's outside, and he's working on the roof. Somehow, two-year-old Bowden Allen got out of the house around 5 p.m. on Monday. Now, picture this. This is Arizona, right? Like, not too far from the Grand Canyon. I mean, it's desert. Desert is really, really dangerous. And once you go out in a desert, it's very easy to get extremely lost, and it's very easy for it to be very hard to find you. He disappeared while the mom, Sarah Allen, was caring for their one-year-old. Sarah said she heard her older child walk out of the house. When she called for him, he didn't answer, triggering a panicked search. They couldn't find him. And it started, got more intense every moment. Well, when a child goes missing like that and goes missing in the desert, it's, you know, it's four alarm. And they called in family members and eventually contacted the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office, kicking off a search effort comprising more than 40 rescuers, Department of Public Safety helicopter, and spotted two mountain lions in the area. You know how terrifying that is for parents. Kid's gone. He's finished. It looks like they can't find him. But then somebody did, and it was not the rescue workers.
That's literally the worst he got, and it's not even deep. Just a scuff, basically.
Two-year-old Bowden back home safe with only a scratch.
It's unreal, and it's unbelievable. It's a miracle.
His parents speaking out for the first time since the toddler wandered away from their Arizona home on Monday while dad was doing work on the roof and mom was taking care of his one-year-old sibling.
I didn't even know how to process. I looked at his empty bed in the middle of the night and I'm like, this isn't real. He's not, how is he not here? How is he out by himself somewhere in the dark, like alone? Like, how is that even real?
Like, it's like the worst living nightmare parents could ever feel.
Authorities mounting a massive search involving more than 40 rescuers who worked through the night in the Arizona desert, just south of the Grand Canyon.
141, be advised, DPS Rangers airborne in the next 10 minutes.
Units in a state police helicopter spotting two mountain lions in the area, but no sign of the two-year-old Bowden. That's when this farmer's dog,
Buford, come on,
stepped up.
It's in their blood, you know, their guardians and stuff.
Buford, the Anatolian Pyrenees, usually protects his family's ranch from coyotes and wildlife. But that night, he found the two-year-old sleeping under a tree miles away from home and escorted him back to safety.
I look up and the little kid standing there with my dog. It, well, knowing that he was the missing child, it was, yeah. It was a relief that he was alive.
Rancher Scotty Dunton retraced the toddler's footsteps from his ranch for at least a mile. Buford, he said, was with him the whole time.
I feel like God sent that dog to rescue my son.
He's here. He's healthy. He's fine. Like nothing ever happened. Yeah. Like it just still feels like a dream.
But you're feeling okay now?
Yep.
He's so cute too. Yeah, no, okay, here's the crazy part. So the dog has the roam of the ranch. And I assume when I read this, I said, oh, I bet he's a herding dog. So, it wouldn't be unusual for him. His instincts just herd the child. He's not. They aren't herding dogs. They are guard dogs. And my daughter and I first saw these dogs. They're all over the place in Utah because we stayed on ranches. We stayed on Airbnbs as we went. They are really, really big. And they are out there specifically to protect the livestock from mountain lions and coyotes for the most part. And they get to roam of the ranch. And that's what they like to do. They're guard dogs. But they're not herding dogs. And so Buford, the dog, has the roam of the ranch. And their ranch is many, many acres. So that's why he was out. Okay, listen to this. This kid made it. 2 years old, into the desert, by himself, 7 miles from home. That's why the search and rescue missed him, because they were grid searching within that 2 mile zone. When you have somebody who's two, I mean, they usually can't get much further than that. He got much further than that. 7 miles away. The rancher comes out the door. There's Buford standing there in a front gate with the 2-year-old. Just standing there. Crazy, right? He brought him home. He brought him home. So if you wanted, so he said, he hunts, he tracks. So he said, after this happened, I obviously called the police and the parents were thrilled. Research, and by the way, searchers nowhere near where he was. This kid got so lucky. So he wanted to know, did this kid just wander down wander to my gate or how far? And he tracked him, as he said in the news story, a mile back by just watching the little footprints from the little shoes and the dog's prints next to it. Brought him home. You know how much intelligence that takes? You know how much critical thinking that takes? Wow, here's a toddler. He didn't belong out here. I think I'll bring him in. Yeah, and especially as a parent, it would chill your blood hearing, they saw 2 mountain lions out there, but not your 2-year-old. Phew. Crazy. Anyway, so this has been going on all week, and the rescue folks made him an honorable member of the rescue team. It just makes you think, if you've got a dog, maybe a little more is going on behind those eyes than they can convey to you. Texter writes, I've had a Pyrenees for years. They're unbelievable guard dogs, but they're impossible to fence in. What, do they get out? Wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, the ones in Utah that we saw when my daughter and I were driving, there were a lot of them. You'd drive by ranches, you'd see them. But not a one of them was penned. You're right, they weren't. They're all wandering around. They don't go anywhere. But they just protect the livestock. They love it. Texter writes, I've owned Pyrenees, and I can tell you that dog would have fought to the death to protect that child from all predators. That's so cool. And finally, Texter writes, tear out Trump's China care policy would really work. He did the same thing in real estate 40 years ago. I would suggest that you read chapters 2 and 4 of Art of the Deal, and you'll see how Trump's China care policy would really work. Look, folks, earlier some people arguing with me, hey, you can't take down China. It's not going to happen. I'm not saying he's going to do it. Please don't misunderstand. I'm saying, can we just consider the possibility that China's a lot weaker than we know and that Trump could win here? I just consider the possibility, weigh the odds, and look at what could the world be like for us, for them, for everyone. Just for a minute before we return to the market's going to crash hysteria.